Welcome to another episode of the How to Save the World podcast, where we take a deep dive into the academic research and behavioural science of what really gets people to take pro-environmental action and behaviour. I'm your host, Katie Patrick. I'm an environmental engineer and a designer based in Silicon Valley, California, and I'm the author of the book, How to Save the World. And today we have another episode of Steal My Idea, where I explain the details behind some of the many ideas that I've had on my journey using data, behavioral science, gamification, and this measurement-driven design methodology I use to come up with great ideas that actually get people to take action in a way that shifts the needle on the numbers. And today's idea that you are welcome to steal, that I desperately want you to steal and bring into the world, is something that it's crazy. It doesn't exist already. And you know what it is? A vending machine in bathrooms for reusable menstruation products, the silicone cups and the cloth washable pads. A few years ago, I got really into zero waste. I created a YouTube channel making tutorials about zero waste, where I went right into the nitty-gritty of the life cycle analysis reports to describe the environmental impact of a product before it got to you, before you throw it away, and to help people shift this conversation about zero waste away from the idea of recycling and landfill towards the idea of all of the inputs that goes into a product that's disposable that we make, and then we just throw it away. Because the true impact of a product is not once you throw it away in landfill or you maybe recycle it. The real impact is in the manufacturing process and trying to figure out how we don't use the product or the packaging or the wrapper or the jar in the first place. So I was like all into this zero waste stuff with my videos. I ended up writing a book, a 40,000 word book. It's on Amazon called Zero Wasteify, if you want the ultimate guide to going zero waste. And I started working on a behavior change game to teach zero waste living. And during this process, I got laser eyes for all of the waste and all of the systems that exist, make us, that encourage us to buy so much packaging and disposable stuff that we don't need. And I remember going into a public bathroom once, and there I saw it, the vending machine for tampons and pads. And I was just filled with rage. I was like, why is there a vending machine for tampons and pads that clutter up sewage systems and that are manufactured using all these petrochemical products that go into landfills that are just so fundamentally unsustainable, that are not compostable, not dissolvable, not eco-friendly in any way, and they have just become the norm for women to use. It's totally normal and accepted to use disposable menstruation products and to throw them out in the trash. Now, this is not normal to me. I think this is absurd. These products were only invented in the last century. The other 10,000 years that women existed, and longer as Homo sapiens, we didn't have these products. Petrochemical plastics didn't exist. But now, thanks to the modern eco-friendly resurgence that brings the best of both worlds together, our pre-industrial way of doing things with our modern economy, we have wonderful products now. Silicone menstrual cup to replace the tampon and cloth absorbent washable pads. We even have period undies with non-leaking segments in the crotch area that can even have absorbent material that can actually absorb the period like a pad, but it's also undies and also has a protective layer all in one. And then you can put it in the laundry and wash it. And it doesn't need to go to landfill. These three products must become the norm for women. Now, I know there are occasions when they may not work and they may not work for all women. But these are more outlier type of occasions and outlier type of situations. For most women, most of the time, we should be able to make it work between silicone cups, washable pads, and period undies. I started using my first washable pad when I was 14 years old, and I've more or less used them ever since. And in my now 28 years of menstruating, including traveling around the world, having high pressure jobs, and even sleeping in a homeless shelter and in my car, I still managed to survive with the cloth-only pad. But bringing it back to our idea for today. The idea is simple: a vending machine that sells these three products that's available in public bathrooms. If you're a sustainability manager looking over a city or looking after a school district, a workplace, do you give out these three types of menstrual products to your community? And are they available in a vending machine? For a start, we want to make sure that we're giving out these products to our communities, especially of younger women and people who menstruate, to really normalize this type of practice of how we manage our monthly cycle. But where it gets fun with this idea is this thing that I hadn't heard of before, which is micro retail or micro vending machines. I've been looking up all this stuff on vending machines. There is a whole world vending machine business and vending machine designers and vending machine profitability models out there. Look up on Google now, if you like the idea of this idea, how to start a vending machine business or custom small vending machines. There are all these different companies that sell all different types of vending machines, right from these small boxes where you can just get candy or small toys, up to the regular ones that you've seen at airports that sell drinks and packaged food and stuff. And then there are these really fancy, elaborate, custom-made vending machines that are beautifully wrapped in a branded type of design. You'll see these fancy ones at airports or special shopping malls, and they'll sell something unique and quirky and fun. I think I saw a Hello Kitty-style one in a picture in Japan. And they have all these interesting types of business models where you can be a vending machine owner, and you put these vending machines in different places, like it's your own property that you're renting out that's distributed around all of your vending machine locations. And then you profit share the vending machine with the person who is hosting it. Or you can just rent the vending machine out to them, and then they can keep all of the profit. And then it's your business or your duty to maintain all of these vending machines and to make sure the supplies are always filled up. If you're passionate about zero waste, about sustainability and women's issues, this could be a great business to start up. These custom vending machines seem to start, from what I've seen on the internet, at about $1,000 per machine. If you could get some funding for a pilot, you could try out a few of them, try to get them designed, looking beautiful. It's entirely reasonable that schools and corporations and cities and towns can fund them to go into the public bathrooms. And it could be a great little business to both promote and to educate and to market and to maintain these micro vending units. And something like this, I feel, is quite necessary in part of the marketing and the culture change towards sustainable living, because still, the silicone menstrual cup and the reusable pads and the period undies are getting more well known, but they're still fringe. Part of the job of creating these micro vending machines that would exist in bathrooms is shifting the culture to make this more acceptable. And having it available to be purchased, it could be one of the only places that you actually can purchase it in real time, in real life, without needing to go on the internet and buy one online. And not everybody is really accustomed to buying stuff online. It's always much more straightforward to buy it in the real world. And most pharmacies and supermarkets, they just don't sell this stuff. The only place to get it is some niche organic food store. And these places can be rare, and not everybody's comfortable shopping in these types of organic naturalist supermarkets, which can come across as really weird and different and just very culturally strange to a lot of people. This idea is a completely viable business model that you can literally order in a box. I would love to see this business take off. I think it's completely viable, completely doable, and really, really important to start to get it moving. I haven't come up with a super snappy, catchy name for it. I think I tried calling it the Girl Box or the Lady Box, but then some people mentioned that that doesn't always work for trans people and people of different gender identities. Maybe the Red Box, the M Box, I don't know. Come up with a really cool name for it. Pink Box, Love Box, Joy Box. I don't know. The world's your oyster, because somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to make it happen. And I got too many ideas to try to make all this stuff happen. I'm already doing so many ideas. That's why this new podcast series is called Steal My Idea. Steal my idea, because I want you to steal my idea. And I'd love to see this happen. If you like the idea, Take a screen grab of this episode if you're on your phone and share it on Instagram stories. Tag me at Katie Patrick Hello. I've done some diagrams and mock-ups of what this vending machine might look like in bathrooms that you'll be able to find on my Instagram page and on the blog article on my Medium account. It's medium.com/Katie Patrick. Also check me out on LinkedIn. And don't forget to give the podcast a rating and review on Apple if you're liking this type of thing, as well as clicking the follow button on Spotify. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest in environmental psychology and behavioral science and all my ideas. Share this episode. Try and get somebody to steal this idea. Let's make it happen. And I'll see you in the next episode.